Has anyone heard about a school shooting threat? That's the gist of a question that sparked a flood of worry and rumors and frustration on the Juneau Community Collective Facebook page Sunday night. After midnight, a school district spokeswoman confirmed a threat had been made, but few details were revealed until later Monday morning. According to a Juneau Police Department press release, on Saturday, three Thunder Mountain High School students reported that another student was threatening to attack the school. Juneau School District Superintendent Mark Miller says it's a little more complicated than that.
A couple of students went to Juneau Police this weekend and said that one of the students had made a threat about shooting. We didn't necessarily know that it was directed at a school or at a particular person at the school.
Says the threat was general, but it was still important to investigate. Police have beefed up their presence in schools in response to the threat.
JPD has been amazing with their support. When I was down at Thunder Mountain, there were three full-time peace officers down there keeping their eye on the school.
There's also contacted the 17-year-old boy who reportedly made the threat, as well as his parents. They didn't have enough information to arrest the boy or place him in custodial hold. The student was left in the custody of his parents and told not to go to the Thunder Mountain High School or any other Juneau School District property. Police also contacted the district attorney's office and the Johnson Youth Center. Miller says this is not the first time in his career he has faced a school threat, and it is also not the first time for the Juneau School District.
We got those electronic calls that we were talking about shooters and bombs, and we had multiple lockdowns on campuses all over the city for weeks on end.
Calls were made last year, and no attacks were carried out. Miller says when threats are made, securing school campuses is the first priority, and then the next step is to focus on investigating the threat.
Principal Dan Larson over at Thunder Mountain is spending all day talking to students and investigating to determine what the credibility level was of the threat.
And with the school district and the police's reassurances, some parents decided to keep their kids home.
Looked at a couple of our schools, and it looks like about a third of the kids have decided to stay home today.
Says he understands that decision because safety comes first. Many parents who found out about the threat through social media expressed anger toward the district for not informing them sooner. Miller says the weekend slowed down the district's response. He says even he didn't learn about the threat until late Sunday night.
Once we were able to, from PD, determine what exactly had been said, then we moved forward.
He said an investigation into the threat is ongoing, and it is up to parents to decide whether their children go to school. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.